On a wall outside the Kinley Hotel in downtown Chattanooga, near the Choo Choo, a large-scale mural fills the space for all to see. The hotel describes it as a kaleidoscope of color and shape, painted by Alicia Buckles, known artistically as Alicia Vera, and Bria Gober, a senior on our campus, the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. Alicia, Bria, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tell us how this mural came to be.
Before the murals kind of started happening, I did a few for a couple local businesses such as Barking Legs and Collective Clothing, and just casually mentioned on Facebook that I wanted to do more. And with Chattanooga being Chattanooga and the support that everyone has, the right people saw it. And that person was Ashley Parrott, who was the curator of the Edwin and is now the curator of the Kinley. And she came to me and was like, hey, I've got a really cool project. We're building this really cool boutique hotel and it's all female artists. And we were wondering if you wanted to do a mural, but we have someone we want you to collaborate with. And I was like, okay, who? And they were like, Bria Gober. James McKissick had recommended her from Arts Build. And I was like, oh my goodness, like, I love Bria. This is going to be great. And I knew our styles would collide perfectly. So that's kind of how it got started. Knowing the right people, branching out, just seeing what I could get from asking the general public.
Mm-hmm. It has been a surreal experience all throughout, but for James to recommend me when I've never done a mural in my life was a huge deal. But the whole thing, I mean, for us as artists, being in a collaboration is always a little bit antsy or anxiety driven, or, you know, you just never know how you're going to collaborate with another artist or how your personalities are going to mix or what the content of the mural is going to be. We're both very like abstract creative people, but putting two ideas and collaborating it into one, we thought that was going to be the hardest part, but we've had such an awesome time. It's been like the easiest relationship formed. It was very easy for us to figure out what we were going to do and how we were going to navigate that. So it's just been a surreal experience all around.
And this is something brand new for both of you because, Bria, as you just said, this is your first mural. And Alicia, the only other large-scale project close to this mural that you have done is your work at Barking Legs.
Yeah. Yeah. So we were both kind of excited, but we're like, how is this going to happen? But we didn't even question it. We're like, let's do it. Let's just challenge ourselves. We'll figure it out. This was just too cool of an opportunity to take even a second to be like, can I do this? We were like, no, we
exactly. We just
do this
for sure. And what was crazy is that Barking Legs, Ann Law, the owner, she actually let me use her basement as my first studio space. And she had mentioned like the artist in residency that Alicia was actually doing. And Alicia and I had already known each other, but it was just, everything's come full circle. It's just insane how this came to be, really.
And this is a project that from the first was intentional about turning to female artists to create this mural.
100%. And that was the thing that really hooked me when talking to Ashley. She was like, we're really trying to promote this hotel and make it this focal point for female artists. So every piece of artwork in that space is from female artists. And to me, that's huge. That being a female artist myself, working in this community, and not just our community is super supportive, but it's like just overall seeing female artists trying to make it. And over the years, things have changed. Things are more accepting now. And to have that space, a space like the Kinley, to uplift and showcase that many female creatives was huge.
Because it's not just you and Bria with the mural. This is the focus for the art curated for the entire property.
The entire property. So it was shocking for us to be the ones chosen to because it's the first thing you see when you come upon the Kinley is our wall. And so we were like, this is going to be a statement piece. And I mean, their motto overall is come as you are. And so it seemed really fitting for us as individuals, I mean, the way we present ourselves, the way our work speaks for itself, Come As You Are really stuck with us. And it just felt like a really good fit between having all females, between having this be our first big gig in this way. We were really wanting to represent that in the truest way we knew how. And by working together and coming up with a design that really spoke to us and inclusivity in a lot of different ways.
And the theme of this, and the theme that this project is meant to convey, is togetherness with female artists creating what female artists can create. And that brings me to grid lines as a way of expressing this theme of togetherness and how that history of grid lines appears throughout the South, throughout art in the South.
Yeah, since we knew this was going to be our first big project, we wanted to try a lot of new things, which you can see on the mural. There's elements in which you don't really find in any other murals, but we didn't want to take it too far out of our comfort zone. And with anyone who has worked in this realm, you think about how are we going to get that little bitty image up on this big wall? And snapping a grid is like the most basic form of blowing up work. And so we knew we were going to have to snap a grid. But from there, coming up with the content was kind of centered around that grid line. We were like, let's make shapes. Let's make colors. Let's add these building blocks. Because when you think about togetherness as a whole, you think about this community, this family, this entity that is a bunch of things making up as one. And so we kind of played with that idea a bit. But it was really sitting on the intentional like form of female creative nature of grids, females, like how does this work? And I just couldn't stop thinking about quilts. And it's mainly because Bria has a really cool story that kind of coincides with this, and I'll let her share that and then I'll continue on.
Yes. Quilting has been a staple throughout my family. I know women in general, but it's crazy because I've had aunts and my grandmother used to sew and quilt a lot. And my mother, she works for City of Chattanooga, and there are two quilts in City Hall. And when I was like at the age of 10 or so, I remember they had like an event where they were putting the quilts up. And a lot of the colors in those quilts, I mean, I've grown up with those quilts at this point, translate into the piece. And we also were very inspired by motifs around the city, Alicia's hair, but along with the infamous Walnut Street Bridge, the color of that, and architectural design from the aquarium and pieces in the city. So, yeah.
Yeah, the quilts were like the thing as we were inspiring ourselves and coming across the quilts, we were like quilts in the South, like this female connection to sewing and in the community that's made. And then separating, we went obviously a very abstract version, but this building block, because quilts are these tiny little portions that you sew together in this unique pattern that has this rich story behind it, which isn't always obvious. And so that was kind of what inspired us to create these building blocks of different motifs. We have things that were very Bria, things that are very me, and the community hands, the growth, like things started to just layer up where that basic grid that we were just going to use as guidance became the building block to the entire storyline. So yeah, from grids to quilts to a big, beautiful piece.
Yeah.
There is quite a history for quilts across the South, but they also have a special resonance in the African-American community.
For sure. And that's something that I've just grown up around. So for her to mention a quilt, it was like fireworks went off in my head, because my grandmother was like the one creative I've seen in my life. I didn't really have examples of that in my life. So for her to quilt and sew and do all these things, I was a young child. And now she's deceased, but it's bringing her legacy through and like breathing her legacy on that wall. It's crazy to me. And also because I do a lot of abstract pouring and dripping methods, I just was so unsure of how to translate my pieces onto a wall. I use objects and I pour paint on them 2D, and I use gravity and manipulation with my hands in order to create pieces. So when doing this project, I was curious as to how I would get my 2D pieces that I drip and manipulate with gravity onto a wall, because I can't turn a wall on its side and manipulate it like I would do with a canvas. So doing work with mark making, Frances McDonald, she uses parachute cloth to create all of her murals. So Alicia and I decided to prime and paint parachute cloth, and I would drip and pour on it and then adhere it to the wall. So that was a learning curve for the both of us, but extremely thrilled to have my original work on there, because I love to paint in any form, but that is my go-to, my essence, my niche is to, they call it marbling or pouring paint, creating abstract pieces. And so I'm just thrilled to have that on there.
You have both described this project as divine timing. Tell us why.
I think we'd both say the same thing, as in everything we've done up to this point was training us for this exact project. And Bria stating earlier, like how she also had the same opportunity to do the artist in residency that I did, but she was so nervous that she didn't. And it was like the universe telling her, like, well, you're going to do it sooner or later. Like, it's this year, girl, you got to get it together. And even me, just kind of like, I've always done small pieces. Like, I do like miniature works. Like, I love tiny things. And I've always wanted to work larger, but like, I just, the nerves, I didn't really know how to go about it. And it was just like that divine timing of doing these things that just stacked perfectly to where when we got to this point, it was kind of daunting at first, but it's like, as the weeks went on, like before we actually painted, because this has been like a 5-month process, like the wall looked smaller and smaller and smaller. Like, it wasn't as scary.
It became like a lot more digestible once we got up there.
Yeah, it became like approachable, and like we were very confident with, I was confident with my skill set to be like, I know I've never done this before, but I know I can do this and I'm going to do it to the best of my ability. And I know Bria's set up to do this. Like, we can, the confidence that came from trusting in the universe, believing that the timing was totally right on this, and just rolling with that. We believed in ourselves enough, and now we're still just like, it's so gorgeous.
In awe. Yeah. In awe.
It's just ready for consumption, ready for everyone to pass and enjoy and take photographs with and just sit in splendor. So yeah, we're all good to go.
All right. Alicia, Bria, thanks so much for our conversation and for creating this mural.
Thank you.
Thank you.